ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents A Voice of Truth and Inspiration, broadcasting on frequencies of love, laughter, and information, illuminating new paths for new directions as we, as one, strive for higher and higher planes of existence and a better understanding of ourselves and the world in which we live. Always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. This is Life Changes with Filippo. And now your host, our MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Well, ciao, everyone. I am excited about today's show because it's different in so many ways. And isn't it always? You know, it's funny. We keep saying life changes. And our show, Life Changes, changes seemingly each week. And such is life, seemingly changes each day, each hour, each moment. Sometimes we're aware of it. You know what I'm trying to say. Sometimes we're aware of it and sometimes we're not. Sometimes we can say it and sometimes we can't. Actually, today we are supposed to have two guests on our show, and I look forward to having Topher Morrison on and then John Heffron. Topher is an award-winning author, and John Heffron is an award-winning comedian. And we also have an author, comedian, and speaker on the show with us today. He is our guest producer, my brother, Anthony Voltaggio, who will be with us during the producer's wrap while Mark Leger is on hiatus today. With that being said, I wanted to share some interesting things. Just as I was having difficulty saying aware, a lot of people are having a lot of difficulties right now. And some of them, it's not just the physical difficulties like, jobs and careers and families and relationships and all of that. It's not just the physical stuff we're going through, but there's this confusion. Like, people want to do things better or do things different or do things outside the norm or paradigm and haven't yet found a better way or found a better way, but don't have anyone that's a good example or a role model. And so what am I getting at specifically? Well, a lot of us are seeking role models. We're seeking mentors. We're seeking life coaches. We're seeking authors. We're seeking spiritual leaders. So some of us have found some of these people and some great messages in some great books or some great events that we've gone to, workshops, etc. And then we see the speakers go burn, in the news. We see them do things that we wouldn't think of doing or say, well, wait a minute, doesn't that go against your teaching? And so lately, Abraham, you all might know of Esther Hicks and Jerry Hicks. Their most famous book was Ask and It Shall Be Given, and they were also featured in the film The Secret. But they've been as pretty mainstream as you could get for this kind of information. In any event, one of the things they preach is that illness is in the mind and that we can change the way we feel about illness. And I really like what they say. And so many people really like that too. As a matter of fact, here, now just for the people that don't know, Abraham is a non-physical entity who is channeled by Esther Hicks, and her husband, Jerry Hicks, is the one who kind of helped guide this whole industry. So Jerry ends up getting sick with cancer. And now, is that supposed to happen? Maybe, maybe not. But according to the teachings of Abraham that come through, supposedly come through in this channeling form, Esther Hicks, You are a physical extension of that which is non-physical. You are here in this body because you choose to be here. The basis of your life is freedom. The purpose of your life is joy. You are a creator. You create with your every thought. Anything you can imagine is yours to be or do or have. You are choosing your creations as you are choosing your thoughts. The universe adores you, for it knows your broadcasts, your broadest intentions. Relax into your natural well-being. All is well. You are creator of thought ways on your unique path of joy. Actions to be taken and money to be exchanged are byproducts of your focus on joy. You may appropriately depart your body without illness or pain. You cannot die. You are everlasting life. So all this to be said, Jerry contracts cancer. And the public was told that he was suffering from a spider bite, which he also might have been suffering from a spider bite. And they are human, and maybe they just didn't know how to deal with it. Maybe they thought their whole empire would collapse. Maybe they thought people would think they were a fraud. And maybe they thought this was the best way to deal with it. But then he gets chemotherapy, which is, again, not really in line with their teaching. At one time or a couple times, Abraham, through Esther, said that you could heal illness in an afternoon or in a few hours. And I believe all that's possible. Other people have said it, not just them. But how this all came about, it's a spider bite. Not cancer. Now it's cancer, but he's getting chemo. And then he just ups and dies, and they don't say anything for 5 days. And then finally they say, he's dead, and that's that, and now let's move on. And it's confusing, because those of us who do get cancer and are turning to them and say, what do we do? And this is what they say. Well, some people have supposedly been healed by the process that they've learned from Abraham. Why could Jerry not be healed by this process? Did he not believe? Did he not understand? Did he not care? So it's hard to say what happens to somebody when something befalls on them as humans. I've often been told by people that we revert back at times of fear or times of anger to processes that we've learned from childhood or our past. Whether those are the right ones or the wrong ones, we revert to them. And so maybe they hadn't cleared their processes in order to be able to handle something like this. I don't know. And maybe they don't know. And maybe they were misguided by lawyers or by PR people. I don't know. But it certainly leaves a question in people's mind, like, is anybody real? I mean, is this truly the time of false prophets? And were they one of them? Or maybe their message is right, but maybe they just don't hear it. After all, Esther says she goes on a vacation while she's channeling. She goes someplace else and the voice comes through. But you would think she'd listen to something that, you know, that is later taped of all the hours and hours and hours of tape that they have. So I'm not pointing a finger, and I'm just saying that this is a really good time to listen to the message that one of our former guests, Patrick Wani, said on the show when he said, if the message resonates with you, listen to the message. Don't follow the messenger. Don't idolize the messenger, because the messenger might have just that one message come through that makes sense to them, but everything else could be screwed up in their life. And that doesn't mean their message is not right. Some musicians channel music beautifully, but the rest of their life is completely screwed up. Or not, but just because they channel music so beautifully doesn't mean that they have to know how to heal themselves or heal the world or solve anybody's problems. And the same thing with poets and authors. And unfortunately, we confuse that. We ask singers what they would do politically to help the world or change the world or help the current circumstances. Or we do that. They don't necessarily know. That means they don't. It doesn't mean they don't. They just don't necessarily know for sure. But in any event, we have a lot to think about. And we obviously have a lot to talk about amongst ourselves. This is a conversation waiting and wanting to happen. And I'm looking forward to more of us having it. And I'm grateful for Abraham and Esther Hicks and Jerry Hicks for bringing this up. And I wish them all the best. I like their message. I've learned a lot from their message. I think they could learn from mine. But in the meantime, this is the way they chose to handle it. And I wish them all the best. I'm not saying listen to them. I'm not saying don't listen to them. I'm not saying they know what they're talking about. I'm not saying they don't. But I'm saying as we open up to alternative thinking, we also need to make sure that we keep our senses and our wits about us and use our good judgment as well. Because just because somebody is speaking alternatively to ideas that we know don't mean that they are the best ideas that that we should be listening to. So in any event, I wish you all the best with whatever goes on in your lives and with whomever you choose to listen to at this point, because I know it's going to be okay. I don't know how I know that. At least I think that right now. And that brings me to my final point. One thing I know is that whatever I believe in right now is going to change tomorrow or next week or next month. So in the meantime, I'll just do the best I can with what I know to be true today. And I'm sure you will too. And with that, I look forward to interviewing our guest, Topher Morrison, right after these messages.
Clean water is not enough. Reverse osmosis, distilled water, and most bottled waters are devoid of naturally occurring minerals. They are acidic, unstructured, and hard to absorb, and rob minerals from the body. IonWay's ionizers produce a super abundant supply of powerful antioxidants in each glass. Ionized water has a reduced molecular cluster size and a negative charge, hydrating you up to 6 times better. Water from an IonWay's ionizer will help you restore your body to its natural pH balance, boosting your vitality. And ionized water more effectively flushes acidic toxins from within your body. Drink the healthiest water available today. IonWay's water systems, their water changes everything. To learn more about IonWay's water systems and how you can own one today, visit our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our sponsor page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
We're back. I am Filippo Voltaggio, and I was looking forward to interviewing Topher Morrison, and I am looking forward to still. I know I will probably get the chance sometime soon, but we must have crossed wires somehow. He's out in Florida, so maybe when we said 7 p.m. our time, they thought it meant their time, and so maybe he thought it was going to be at 7, which would have been at 4 o'clock our time. I'm not really sure. Hopefully he will be calling in during this call. And let's see. We might what am I hearing, Seth? Okay. Let's see. So interestingly enough, Topher Morrison's workshop that we were going to be talking about, and John Heffron's workshop for that matter, is titled, what's it titled? Funny is Money. And it's going to be held at an improv comedy club in the Irvine Spectrum. So if you're interested in that, funnyismoneylive.com is where you go to learn about that. I've actually been reading Topher's book, Settle for Excellence, Topher Morrison. I was hoping that he would tell us a little bit more about that, because so far I am very much intrigued. Interestingly enough, the workshop is at an improv comedy club, and I do teach an improv workshop myself of a different kind. And my brother, Anthony Vultaggio, who's on with us now, is also a comedian as well. So I have a feeling that we are going to be improvising together, and I'm glad about that, actually. I've been wanting to have Anthony on the show for a long time. So Anthony is a workshop leader. He is a speaker. He's been a radio host himself of his own show for many, many years. He is an author of a couple books, actually. And today he is our guest producer, and seemingly he is our guest. So welcome to the show, Anthony Vultaggio.
Wow, I'm really glad to be here. This is actually a lot of fun. I thought I was just going to be doing something at the end, and here life gives me an opportunity to talk to you.
Well, life changes.
It sure does. You said every hour, every day, perhaps every minute. Well, here we go.
Exactly. And you were listening. Ah, that means a lot to me.
Yes, I was listening. Actually, but, you know, I loved what you had to say, because here's the deal. At the end of the day, you can be spreading the truth. You can be telling the truth. You could be telling people the way it actually is. But what people hear can be completely different.
There's that, too.
Think about it. I was kind of sick over the weekend. And what do people say when you're sick? You need soup, but not just any soup. They tell you you need chicken soup. Chicken soup can cure all ills, right? In fact, there's Chicken Soup for the Soul books. There's all these things about chicken soup. But let me ask you a question, Filippo. Are chickens magic? Do they have magical properties that somehow, once you put chicken in a soup with water and some herbs, you get some kind of magical potion?
Right.
No. It's the love that people feel when they're having chicken soup. But it could be any soup. It could be carrot soup. It doesn't have to be chicken, but carrots aren't magical either. Maybe they have some wonderful properties in them, but it's not the magic of the chicken soup. So really, people are missing the truth in the message because they're following the wrong things. So if Abraham is really being channeled through Jerry, which I'm not going to dispute, but if he is, maybe Jerry got it wrong. Or maybe Jerry doesn't understand. Or maybe the whole point is it's not about Jerry. It's about the message. It's about changing our consciousness, understanding what our body is really about, and the spirit and the soul, and what we can overcome. Maybe it has nothing to do with Jerry. And in fact, maybe Jerry doesn't understand. And I think you said that really clearly.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that about the chicken soup and about Jerry and Esther Hicks, because though Esther was supposedly channeling Jerry, Abraham, Jerry was the one that was really bringing a lot of the messages out, and right, maybe he didn't understand it, and you know, sometimes a good director is not a good actor, right?
Oh, absolutely.
A good coach is not a good player.
And many times it is the case. In fact, in history, you know, the people who are bringing the message are usually flawed, because it's really not, they're just the vessel, they're just the vehicle. But it does bring something up that maybe we can talk about more, which is belief. Because maybe they were passing this around, but how much and how strongly did they believe in it? You know, it's really easy to think that you can fly until you're on a cliff looking down. And then your beliefs are put into question. And it's that first step into your beliefs that really makes the difference.
You like the first step off the cliff, you mean?
Yeah, absolutely. That first step is where you prove whether you really believe your beliefs. And so this could be an opportunity for him. You know, when people are faced with their challenges, that's when people are faced with really what do they believe and do they follow what they believe. You know, it's easy to be away from the world and not be tempted by anything. I mean, you can lock yourself up in the house and in your closet, and sure, you're not going to get tempted by very much in your closet.
You know, actually, this may have been an opportunity for him. He passed, but it is certainly an opportunity for his wife to really understand what really is what if she chooses this. It's you know what, Anthony, the reason I'm struggling with this is because I'm looking at myself, because I talk about a lot of these messages and I talk to a lot of people, and a lot of people have thanked me and thanked Dorothy and thanked Mark and thanked us for having this show and for bringing forth these positive messages and having the guests that we've had on them. And some people have said they've been helped in so many ways. And then, you know, as I start to get to know some of our guests, more on a personal basis as well, I start to see it's like, oh wow, boy, you screwed up in that area. I could help you with that, but that's exactly what we're talking about. You know, their message is still good. So, but with me, back to me personally, I truly believe that we teach or we talk about or we do what we most need to learn ourselves or want to learn or want to experience or need to experience. So I know this show is helping me as I change too. And my beliefs today are going to be different than my beliefs tomorrow, because I will have learned something new. I will have grown. I will have aged. I will have become wiser. But I want to make sure, this is what this is teaching me, I want to make sure that people know each step of the way that I'm learning too. And there is nobody that knows absolutely.
Well, but let me phrase it this way, maybe. See, you do believe you're helping people, and your desire and your intent is to help people, and you have helped people. Now, you may change the message on how you help people. You may change the colors, your clothes, the station that you're on. You may change the method in which you send your message out to people. But the truth that still remains is that you sincerely want to help people. Right. That won't change. I don't believe that'll change. And you do it out of love. That won't change. Regardless of what you will learn between now and the end, the transition, the beginning of the new stage, whatever you want to call it, what will not change is that you want to help people and that you do it out of love.
Right.
And that's where I think, like you were talking about, the Hicks, I think what they have right now is an opportunity. Is it a failure that Jerry died? Maybe for Jerry. But maybe this is exactly what he wanted. If you do choose, we have to allow for the fact that maybe Jerry chose this because he wanted to know what it felt like. Right? Mm. At the end of the day, and when we're talking about you, you're always going to want to help people, and you are always going to do it out of love. And I think if you start from there, everything else makes sense. The ultimate message, I think, is that. Yeah, some of the other parts of the message that they had could have been changed. Just like I said, people follow false clues to try to get to the truth. Just like I used the chicken soup example.
Right.
Because it's funny, I don't know about you, but chickens aren't flying around like little angels or little Tinkerbell with, you know, pixie dust. Right. They're just, they're scratching and pecking and clucking. Right? They're really not doing anything that special. So putting them in a pot with water isn't going to make anything magical come out of it. Always the person. Right? And so at the end of the day, I think that's, you know, does God have a sense of humor? Absolutely. Is there something that is kind of interesting and intriguing about this? Absolutely. But you can't judge the message by the messenger. That's probably been one of the oldest things said in all times. It's just that. They're just the vehicle.
Yeah. So, you know, Anthony, you bring up some really good points. Actually, you know what? I know whatever I say is going to lead into another great conversation. So why don't we take a quick break and let's continue the conversation right after this. We are talking to Anthony Vultaggio, my brother, comedian, radio host, public speaker, and motivational speaker, and author. Learn more about Anthony by going to lifechangeswithfilippo.com, because we're going to now add him as our guest as well as of tonight, and I'm thrilled about that. So we'll be right back with Anthony Vultaggio right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Vultaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
Well, we're back. I am Filippo Vultaggio, and we have a very special guest today who happens to be my brother, Anthony Vultaggio, who's an author and a speaker and a radio host himself, an all-around great guy. He is our guest by default, by serendipity, and by fortuitousness, because we were happy to have Tofu Morrison on and John Heffron, who are going to be giving a workshop this coming Friday at the Irvine Spectrum. It's called Funny is Money, and if you want to learn more about them, go to funnyismoneylive.com. But something happened where we must have gotten our wires crossed, since they are on a different time zone, and they didn't end up on, and my brother was going to be our guest for the producer's wrap, and here we are having an amazing conversation. So to learn more about Anthony, you can go to our website, of course, or you can go directly to Anthony Vultaggio, spelled VULTAGGIO.com, to learn more about him. In the meantime, you can learn about him by listening to what he has to say. You know, Anthony, we've been talking about a lot of things, actually. It's a deep topic. But the chicken soup thing, you know, there might have been somebody who was sick one day and his mother stayed home from work or went and plucked the prize chicken or something and cooked it all day and picked carrots from the garden and whatever, spent so much time making this chicken soup out of love, and then sat there and spoon-fed it to him, and all of a sudden, miraculously, he got better. Was it the soup? Was it the love that the mother put into it and all of that? So he went off and said to everybody, when you're sick, you got to have chicken soup. Erroneously, what he wanted to say was, your mother, if your mother makes you soup when you're sick and she loves you, you'll feel better. Who knows?
Well, that's exactly right. But so let's take that premise. What ends up happening is, what do people do? They start looking at the properties of chicken instead of actually studying the love part of it, right? They start looking at, well, maybe it's the bones. Maybe if we add the feathers to it. Maybe if we cook it for 3 hours. Maybe it's eating it raw. And they start looking at all these things and studying and following the wrong trail. Because at the end of the day, it wasn't the soup at all. It was the soup as a vehicle for love of mother, love of friend, love of brother. And so at the end of the day, you can see this in life. And you can see people who are studying so many different aspects when they're missing probably one of the most important parts, which is love. Because when you do things out of love, it really does change things. And that's one of the reasons why I think you do the show. I think that's one of the reasons that I've learned. You know, I say I learned more from having children than I will ever teach my children. And I say that. I have three of them, as you know, 11, 9, and 5 years old, boy, girl, boy. And I've learned so much from them, from trying to raise them, from trying to teach them. I've realized how I've really been raising myself. And what I mean by that is understanding so much of life as I'm trying to explain it to them. And then as I'm explaining it to them, they'll come back with some amazing phrases or amazing things. And I go, wow, I just didn't see it that way. You know, children are so easy to forgive when they love you. So easy. I mean, you hear some of the most rotten stories about what people do to children right now in the news. If you've been watching anything about college sports, you know about what happened at Penn State. You know about all the abuse and sexual abuse claims. You hear about people being locked in dungeons. You hear all this bad stuff, which I'm not going to repeat, but we know it's there. But at the end of the day, if you would ask any of those children if they'd want to still be with that person, especially if it was their father or mother, they would tell you yes. Because love is an amazing thing. We would go, whoa, how could that be? But children have an amazing ability to forgive. And that forgiveness, I think, as their vehicle of expressing love back. And that's why I say, you know, don't study the chicken bones. As soon as you find out that shark fin soup, you know, can cure cancer, everybody starts killing sharks all of a sudden, right? And they start studying all the properties of sharks. When meanwhile, is it the shark or are we back to the soup thing? Are we back to the love through the soup, right? And so, you know, and I think that's just it. You know, I think God keeps trying to lead us to the truth, and we keep following all these false paths.
Well, the children also have an ability to know who's authentic, especially your children, who are very much in tune. But children as a whole, I've noticed that they'll run and hug somebody, and they'll shy away from somebody else. I mean, when they're little, and they're, you know, they're scared of anybody that's not their mom is one thing. But as they start to grow, you could see how they react around people that they don't know, and unless they're just shy, which your children are far from. But you share, because you experience this every day, right? They know who's authentic, who's loving, who's fake.
Oh yeah,
right?
And you know, one of the worst things we do with kids is we teach them not to trust that instinct, you know.
Oh yes.
We teach them not to trust that instinct, or that very same thing. You know, I talk, you know, having spent so many years in sales, you know, I think about this a lot. You know, my youngest son will ask for something 3 times at least before he'll stop, at least for a minute, and then start right back up again. And you know what? One of the hardest things to teach salespeople is to go 3 deep when you're dealing with overcoming objections, right? Right? And it made me laugh because it was so funny, that whole 3 thing. You know, you got to keep asking, even if people tell you no and this and that and all that kind of stuff. You know, there's, you know, I'm not trying to turn this into sales, but it teaches us something about it. You know, when you try to teach people sales, you try to teach them to overcome rejection. But yet, as children, we're constantly rejecting them. And then the way we phrase it and the way we tell them no and how we tell them no. And then, well, it's because I said so. You know, that's just not enough. sometimes it needs to be, you know, for their safety. But the reality is it's not enough. Go ahead.
The children think, no, you don't understand.
Right.
My poor parent doesn't understand. So I will compassionately and patiently explain it to you again.
Well, there was a great scene in Heaven Can Wait, which, you know, at the end of the day, the angel thought he was going to die. And he takes him out of the accident before the accident because he was a new angel. And he didn't know that he has to wait for the outcome before he actually pulls him out. The accident has to happen, and he has to go through with it. And this was a Warren Beatty character. And so he goes to heaven, and the Warren Beatty character kept saying, you know, I didn't die. I didn't die. This is right. There's some mistake. And the angel was appalled. There's no mistakes. Nobody makes mistakes in heaven. So he calls the head muckety-muck, you know, the big kahuna down angel to come see this. And he said one of the most prophetic lines, you know. He says, the harder you try to convince somebody that something isn't the case, the more it is that you doubt it, and the more it is that it's probably true. And so at the end of the day, most people really, the harder they're trying to convince you of something, the less they really do believe it, regardless of what they protest. I mean, wasn't it Shakespeare that said that best? You know, me, and I'm probably going to flub it up, but methinks thou dost protest too much, right?
Methinks thou said that correctly, so not to worry.
Thank you. So, you know, so at the end of the day, you know, that's the reality of the situation. When people are dealing with truth, I mean, truth resonates. And it was you who taught me that when you're tuning a piano and you tune the C chord at one octave, all the other C's vibrate. And right. I think in life it's the same thing. I think once you hit a chord, so to speak, with people and you can connect, then you can really transfer love.
And you know, I want to go back to a point that you made about the children, how one of the worst things that we do to children is teach them not to listen, or rather to go against their instincts. Like we say, you have to say hello to that person, or you have to listen to that person when they don't feel comfortable doing it. I know you don't do this, and I think that's wonderful, but this is how the majority of us have been taught. And so this takes us back to the very beginning of the show in my monologue, where I say it doesn't mean that this person is out of integrity or not out of integrity because they're saying something and doing something else. It might be that they're confused. It might be that they're scared. It might be that they don't understand. But it's if we can tap into, like the children do instinctually before they're taught not to tap in. If we can tap into that, is this person in integrity, or is this person somebody that I can trust, or is this somebody that is in love, and not in love as in romantic love, but it acts on love, or as you said about me and the desire to do the show, who is this person truly have my best interest in mind, or truly have a desire to help? And when we tap into that and we get the message, then it almost doesn't matter what they do or say. Because it's like, you know where they're coming from.
Right. It's exactly right. And I think that, you know, one of the inherent faults of being human, of being in our physical body, is that we seek demonstrations, as they call it, or miracles is another way of looking at it. But when you realize that the miracle is the fact that you breathe without thinking about it, that you can fall asleep and be totally dead to the world, and yet still trust that at some point you will wake up, you realize the miracle of life as it is. The fact that if our atmosphere was just one iota off in oxygen, we wouldn't be able to be here at all.
Right.
The miracle has already happened. The demonstration has already happened that there's this soul that what we call life inside of this human body, right? That demonstration, but people always want proof. They're looking for proof. And I guess the point I was making with the chicken soup for the soul is they're looking for proof in all the wrong places.
Well, you can quote a song and then be right on with that, looking for love in all the wrong places.
Yeah, wasn't that Kenny Rogers? I think that was Kenny Rogers.
Okay.
Maybe, I don't know. I don't listen to country
music. I think it was Shakespeare.
It might have been. I mean, Kenny Rogers, had plastic surgery, so he doesn't even look like Kenny Rogers anymore. Anyway. He looks more like Phyllis Diller. I don't know.
We've talked about having Phyllis Diller on the show, though.
Oh, that would be great.
That would be so great.
What I think would be best is to get a channeler to channel Jerry Hicks back, and let's ask him himself.
Well,
the fuck was he thinking?
Supposedly, Esther says that Jerry has now joined the consortium, or whatever they call it, of Abraham spirits or energy, and now he adds his own two cents.
Of course she's going to say that. Who's going to believe her now? No. At the end of the day, it still comes back to the same thing, you know. Well, I think it's their intent.
Well, I honestly don't know.
I'm not going to judge their intent either. And that's why it doesn't matter to me whether he, died of cancer or not. I mean, fear does an amazing thing. You know, if you've ever dealt with done any volunteer work or anything with death or dying, what you'll see is that people are willing to give up so much. There was a study done that I can't reference, just that at the end of life, people would give, two legs, or they'd rather be a quadriplegic than actually, if they could have just one more month, two more months, of life left. People are willing to do so much just to have that. And it's usually people who really don't have a grasp of their life, I think if you've ever experienced people transitioning, you start to understand more about the people who are in peace when they go, who have an understanding of what's to come, and those that are still unsure of their own beliefs. Because at the end of the day, there's a great quote that says, sports doesn't teach you character, it reveals your character. And at the end of the day, when the game is on the line, how do you act? When things are tough, how do you act? When things are difficult and you're being challenged. I mean, you did start off the show with talking about how people right now are struggling. I mean, more than ever, you hear people talking about, it's all about my family. Or I don't care how big my house is anymore. I don't care how much I make. I just want to be around my family. Or I just want to be around my friends. Or I just want to be happy. Or I just want to be in love. Where, people may have said these things, but they were spending like a rock star, right? But at the end of the day, I think that's part of how people are thinking differently. I think that is there's a greater changing of consciousness now, because people are looking at it and go, boy, what does my life mean? What does it mean to be here? It really is a miracle. I think if people realize the miracle of every day, what it takes to just exist for this one second, right? I mean, today in the news, there was a story about some observatory that we spent like $600 million for, which, I'm glad we did. May science move on. But at the end of the day, what they found is that there is finally a planet that's much like ours, that's 600 light years away, that actually has our temperature and our atmosphere, and believes that it could hold life.
And Jerry Hicks is on it.
Jerry Hicks is on it. Yes, he is. And he started a new consortium. So at the end of the day, it comes down to belief.
Well, you talk about the miracles and what has to happen in order for certain things to happen, and talk about miracles. What had to happen in order for you to be on the show with us today, and how perfect was it? So we're going to come right back for more of a conversation like we've been having, and more fun with Anthony Vultaggio. This is Filippo with Life Changes with Filippo. We'll be right back.
Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
Well, we're back. I am Filippo Voltaggio, and our guest today is Anthony Voltaggio, who is my brother and also an author and a speaker, motivational speaker, and a radio host himself, who I have to say, Anthony, you're really good at this.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I'm excited about the topic. I'm excited about being on your show, you know. I'm ready to get right back into it, you know, because just on the break, I started thinking about, you know, conditioning. I mean, we talked about what we teach our kids and how we teach them and what we try to teach them. You know, when they're obstinate and they're tough, when we're growing them up and, we beat them down and try to break their ego so that they'll listen to us and be easy to deal with. But then when they go out there and become the next great CEO because they're obstinate and they're tough, and they have, you know, a hard mind and a strong heart, then we go, gosh, isn't that great? I wish my kid was like that. And it's like, well, he was until what you did to him. So, you know, at the end of the day, we really have to think about these kinds of things and what we do with our kids. And then once we start understanding that, at least for myself, I start understanding my own conditioning as well. I mean, think about it. You know, what were we told as kids, right? Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I die before I wake, no wonder that people have trouble sleeping. They're insomniacs. I mean, who wants to go to bed as a kid and think about, well, I just may not wake up. I mean, the message may be good, you know, and I pray the Lord my soul to take, you know, or what have you. Maybe the intention was good. Maybe Jerry or the Mr. and Mrs. Hicks, maybe their intent was good. But at the end of the day, what are they really telling people, right? And so think about some of the nursery rhymes, you know, we do. Rock-a-bye baby on the treetop, right? And at the end, when the wind blows, the cradle will rock. If the bough breaks, the cradle will fall. And down will come baby, cradle and all. I mean, this is what we sing to them. Down will come baby, I mean, fear, falling, dying, and then, you know, I'm surprised they don't put them together, like, you know, and down will come baby, and I pray the Lord my soul to take before I hit the ground, you know.
People don't think they're doing what they think there's no harm, and then they say, well, I wasn't raised too badly, so this can't really hurt. But yeah. It's a different time, and children are different than...
I don't know if it's a different time. Well, it is. I do believe it's a different time, but if you watch any of the Disney movies, you see the same thing. You know, it's like you see in Bambi, you know, all of a sudden, all this beautiful... you know, deer, and you're cuddling your mom as you're watching this movie, and you watch the mother get killed in the beginning.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, yeah. And The Lion King, same thing. The Papa Lion dies. You know, all this death. I mean, all this stuff is the same thing. Now, I'm not saying that we shouldn't deal and teach children serious subjects. Not at all. But think about what we are truly conditioned with. I mean, the Grand Canyon was not made in a single day, and neither were our lives and what we have, you know.
The Grand Canyon, you said?
Yeah, the Grand Canyon was carved by water day in and day out.
But water and Michelangelo, I think.
He did the Grand Canyon. Yeah, maybe. Yeah. And all those donkeys he had to take down there and carry all of his painting stuff.
This is what I think is happening, that more people are I hate to use the word wake up, but they seem to be waking up to, wait a minute, I didn't like this. It's kind of like the buck stops here. I remember working for IBM and having somebody call somebody that was below me in the ranks of IBM and chew them out for something. And then I called that person and said, why did you do that? And they said, well, because they did something wrong. And I said, well, that's not my style. That person works for me, not you. And so you go through me. Yeah, but you probably wouldn't have done that. And I said, do you like it when people do that to you? Well, but they do it to me all the time. But do you like it? No, but they do that. Well, what if someone didn't? And where should the buck stop? And it's time that the parents, as much as they can, and the bosses and the employers and the apartment owners and the, you know, the say, the buck stops here. I don't like it when the banks do this to me or such and such does it to me. And I don't like it when I'm lied to by spiritual teachers. And it stops here. Someone's got to stop.
Yeah, well, you hear a lot of times, well, it's just business, you know. Oh, yeah, I did this, but it's just business. That's just the way business works. Well, no, it doesn't. Your business relationship should be no different than your personal relationship. There should be some rules of engagement. There should be some code of ethics that you follow. You know, at the end of the day, the reality is people don't follow this and utilize the same code. So what ends up happening is you start to think, boy, you know, we're playing the same game with different rules. But if you realize it's not about the game or the rules, it's really about you. And what you have to discover and what you have to learn and what you need to do and what would make you happy with yourself. You know, if I did that in business, I wouldn't be happy. If you can't make that decision, regardless of what the other person would do or wouldn't do, then you've got to follow that instinct. You got to follow that feeling. You know, people make so much out of guilt and it being a bad thing. And I'm not saying guilt is a good thing, but if we just look at a barometer in that sense, you know, if something just doesn't feel right, not that you should live with it for the rest of your life and berate yourself, but the point is, if something just doesn't feel right or didn't feel right, then you should trust that. And you should start learning to heed that feeling and understand that feeling because you're really connecting to source.
Absolutely. And you know what's felt right, this show and doing it with you. And it's been a lot of fun. And gosh, Anthony, if I didn't know better, I'd think you should have a show on this topic. You've been a great guest, and I thank you for stepping up to being a guest when you weren't expecting it, and neither was I, but life does change, and what a fine example that we showed each other in the world, how we can roll with the changes.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I think God has a sense of humor. God has a sense of humor, and I think Eckhart Tolle is proof because he put all this brilliant thoughts in a man with a voice like that. So, you know, he sounds like the Martian from Bugs Bunny, I swear to you.
So, I think we just made fun of every single spiritual teacher, New Age. No, we left a couple out. We might have to save that for another show, Anthony. But our guest today has been my brother, Anthony. If you want Anthony to be your keynote speaker or you need him to teach a breakout session or lead a class or workshop, you can reach him at anthonyvultaggio.com. Or if you want him to be host or guest host of your radio show, reach him at anthonyvultaggio.com. That's Vultaggio, V-U-L-T-A-G-G-I-O. Anthony, thank you very much.
It was a pleasure. Good night.
Have a good night. And folks, I am Filippo Voltaggio, and along with our producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, and Mark Lejeune, and our engineer, Seth Hendricks, I thank you for being part of the show and part of the changes we all wish to see in this beautiful world of ours. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. Change the world. Now's the time.